I'm sorry.
So our first applicant is the Makarov Youth Ballet. And Contessa, if you would begin our review.
Actually, let's start each of them with the work sample review.
Yes, very good.
And Bill is on that. You have in front of you the description of the work samples, and you have seen these before. So this is just a quick refresher reminder. And if it's helpful to you, I'd be happy to read what they write about these work samples, but I won't unless you request it. Contessa, this also was hard copy material that was submitted.
Youth Ballet is a nonprofit youth ballet company serving the people of the Fox Valley and surrounding communities. Its mission is to make the fine art of ballet performance accessible to the community through our young, talented dancer and to provide our dancers with pre-professional performance opportunities. They provide the public the wonderful opportunity to see youth in high quality and unique performances. It's a smaller dance organization, average income of $69,000. With a small increase within the 2015 and 2017. They present two full concerts per year, a holiday concert in December and a spring concert in May. In addition, they bring ballet to the community through several outreach and educational events each year. This includes lectures, demos, mini courses, mini concerts, parades, and collaborations with other arts groups. MYB is a 12 to 20 middle and high school students who are invited to participate based on work ethic, talent, commitment, and are not paid for their performances, but the dancers participate without any cost. To them, costumes and other productions are covered through private donations. Because they are not connected with a professional dance company, they invite guest artists to perform. MYB pays both their artistic director and executive director approximately $10,000 per year. That's combined. All performances include original choreography by the AD, the artistic director. MYB has a total of 9 boards and 3 committee members. Some of the strengths includes their high quality of staff. Challenges are not having an association professional company. Are not having a associated professional company to provide support in teaching, performance opportunities, and visibility is a challenge. But they overcome through high standards and community support. An example of their impact is the strong community support that is felt at their performances and that the dancers learn invaluable lessons in preparation, teamwork, confidence, and empowerment. Through their educational outreach experience, they offered a field trip to 400 students, and many of them never been to a ballet performance. MYB gain evaluation insight through conversations with donors, collaborators, community foundations, associates, audience members, dancers, and parents.
Good. Joe, would you like to comment?
I would. As I reviewed the financials, I would point out that their income derived from donations sits at just under 30%. I would shout out to their community participation, in particular this Nutcracker performance, which is done at the Fox Cities PAC with the Appleton Boys Choir singing and the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra playing. That is just an outstanding collaboration. The one thing I would say that in terms of practice with a grant is it would seem that that would be a dynamic place for them to have a letter from the symphony and a letter from the PAC and a letter from the boys choir talking about the collaborative efforts. It is outstanding, and it's a great place for it to be shouted out. They also do some outreach at the Trout Museum of the Arts. They do, you saw a photo of them at the farmer's market. The only other thing I would suggest in terms of that I can't find in pouring through the, I looked at production costs, and when I was looking at these partnerships, particularly PAC and some of the other stuff, I don't see whether there's a rent paid to the PAC, whether the PAC is donating space, whether it's a combination, whether it's a co-promotion. And in the production costs for the Nutcracker, I don't see space rental. And that just kind of shouted out to the production side of me. And it just probably could have been solved for me with a sentence. It's a long-standing organization with some history. In particular, I would shout out that collaborative Nutcracker as one of the best things that happens in my region.
Would you call it a best practice or simply?
I think the best practice is to do it, mm-hmm. but also to make sure that you've shouted it out accurately in your application. It could have hit us over the head a little more easily than it did.
Okay. Other comments?
We look forward to having all of the voices, LA yours included, in the discussions. So as you think about, you can certainly always say ditto, but if there's additional things that stood out to you that haven't been mentioned, please share those now.
I just want to point out that I was impressed with the education guide. Mm-hmm. It had clear objectives and activity guidelines. I thought that was well done and could be a model for some of these other organizations, even some of the larger ones that have education programs, but their education guidelines are not as well done as this one.
Again, that's a shout out to the collaborative thing because I suspect there was some great assistance from the Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. who does a fabulous education guide, fabulous work in this line.
Okay,
and they probably worked together on it. I'm guessing it's just area knowledge. And the reason I say that is not as a negative, but rather as a positive.
Yes, because, absolutely.
Anytime presenters like myself can use a local entity and bring it in as part of your educational series along with the things we're presenting, it's just I look forward to those opportunities, and I'm sure they do. I agree with you. It's a shout out.
Yeah, I would have come for it.
Just a couple of other things. They had a basic organizational plan. It wasn't very elaborate, but I liked it. It was forward-looking. They're thinking about the retirement of the artistic director and what they're going to do, and so you can see that they are forward-looking, so that's a positive for them. Not everyone posts reviews, and I know that it's not a requirement, but there was a positive review of their Nutcracker, and I think that's good for a company that basically works with kids. Okay. So, yeah, I think overall, I think that it's a well-run company. They're very hardworking, and they do quite a lot for a company of their small size.
We also have some connection, I think, with the schools, the school district. Mm-hmm. The letter that was highlighted at the end of the presentation for Renee Allman, who got the Kretschmer Award for mm-hmm. Arts, she was on their board, and she's also the fine arts coordinator for the high schools in Apple. So they do have a lot of collaborative efforts going on in the area.
Great. I was just going to agree. That was one of my notes as far as the educational component and the study guide that they... and then just expanding on the planning process and the evaluation.
Great. Ellie, how about you?
Yeah, I just want to echo that multi-generational Nutcracker experience seems quite extraordinary, as well as in terms of accessibility, bringing that bring the ballet and arts experience into a location that has little access to other arts exposure, as well as I know that this is one of their alumni, but they're bringing in a national connection by being able to, utilize their assets from places like PNB in Seattle to infuse, which stood out to me.
Great. Thank you. All right, if there are no other comments, go ahead and score. And we can certainly talk about now. Ed had a question about the flash drive, so I'll let you finish scoring, and then we can talk about that.
Well,